translation, Lord Brahma's external consciousness then revived and he stood up just like a dead man coming back to life. Opening his eyes with great difficulty, he saw the universe along with himself. Purport. We actually do not die. At death, we are merely kept inert for some time, just as during sleep. At night, we sleep and all our activities stop. But as soon as we arise, our memory immediately returns and we think, oh, where am I? What do I have to do? This is called susupto, suptottita nyaya. Suppose we die. Die means that we become inert for some time and then again begin our activities. This takes place life after life, according to our karma or activities and swabhava or nature by association. Now, in the human life, if we prepare ourselves by beginning the activities of our spiritual life, we return to our real life and attain perfection. Otherwise, according to karma, swabhava, prakriti and so on, our varieties of life and activities continue. And so also do our birth and death. As explained by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, Mayar vase yachha bese kachha habudubu bhai. My dear brothers, why are you being washed away by the waves of Maya? One should come to the spiritual platform and then one's activities will be permanent. Krita punya punjaha. This stage is attained after one accumulates the results of pious activities for many, many lives. Janma kriti, janma koti sukriti na labhyate. Chaitanya Charitamrita 870. The Krishna consciousness movement wants to stop koti janma, repeated birth and death. In one birth, one should rectify everything and come to the permanent life. This is Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada ki. If you could kindly repeat the translation. Lord Brahma's external consciousness then revived. And he stood up just like a dead man coming back to life. Opening his eyes with great difficulty, he saw the universe along with himself. Before I start speaking something about Srimad Bhagavatam, I would like to seek the blessing of the devotees. By your blessings, maybe I will be able to speak something about Krishna. I like to specially request blessings from Tattvavit Prabhu and Gadagras Prabhu and other senior devotees. So, this is the chapter where Lord Brahma is stealing the cowherd boys, first the calves and then the cowherd boys. At the time of killing Aghasura, Lord Brahma was watching all the activities of Krishna. He saw Krishna is saving his friends, cowherd boys. And after that, even Lord Brahma has the desire to see the personality of Godhead's activities. And he was also bewildered that, you know, how after killing, then they have gone to the bank of Yamuna and they were eating, and Krishna was taking everyone's remnant, and he was a bit bewildered. He was thinking that how it is possible. If he is the master of the universe, Krishna is called Yajnabhuk. Krishna is being offered the all wonderful things for his, you know, eating. So here Krishna is taking the remnants of his friends. Brahma was quite surprised. He was taken back that he was thinking that, you know, maybe he's an ordinary person. So he was thinking quite a lot of plans in his mind that maybe I have to see what he's going to do if I take the, you know, cowherd boys, the calves. So Krishna already knew what Brahma is thinking, and also this is Krishna's plan indeed. Nothing can happen, no pastime can happen, Krishna's pastime can happen without his wish. So it was actually Krishna who was planning here to steal the calves and the cowherd boys. Brahma then creates some grass. Especially Sanatana Goswami speaks on a sloka about Vashya Trina Lobhita. The calves, they attracted to the fresh green grass deep in the forest. They slowly left Krishna, and they have gone deep into the forest, and they have forgotten that, you know, they should supposed to be close by Krishna. By generally, they don't leave Krishna at all. The calves, the cowherd boys, always they stay close to Krishna so that they can have a look. They are thinking that maybe Krishna will have, you know, glance me once. So they are thinking about that. So here, Krishna himself, he is creating that, you know, Brahma can do this little bit mystic that the calves, they can go. And also, according to the Shastra also, it says Brahma cannot steal the original cowherd boys and the calves. He has taken only the, Krishna has created the illusion for Brahma, so he has taken the illusion, the calves and the cowherd boys. The real the calves and the cowherd boys, they are always with him because they are his eternal associates. They cannot be stolen by Brahma. So, in this way, Brahma has taken the calves and the boys, they are taking food, prasadam, and they are all of a sudden their mouth is opened. Oh, where is the calves? Where they have gone? So, they were so much worried, and Krishna said that, okay, don't worry, let me go and find them and bring them back. So, here is Krishna promising them that I will bring them. All other boys, few other boys like Madhumangal, Sudama, they got up. They said that, no, why you have to go by yourself? We will go also with you. Then Krishna said, no, you just, you know, sit there. Mitrani asanam mam birmatai. Means, my dear friends, please don't get up from your, your seat. Please take your prasadam. I will go and I will find out all the calves and I will bring them. Just have faith on me. Krishna has gone. He was looking all over the places. He has looked on the calves, the caves, the creepers. In Vrindavan, the creepers, they can be really, really dense. So the caves can hide there also. So then he has gone to the Govardhan Hill, look all over the places. Although he has gone, he promised, but he couldn't bring. And his food, the plate, the rice, yogurt, all in his hand, he hasn't eaten. The boys haven't been eaten. They are also waiting there for Krishna to come. So Krishna finally thought that, okay, I can't find them, I will come back. He came. On the way, he was looking again. And then he came to the bank of Yamuna and he saw neither his boys, friends, they are there. So finally he realized it is Brahma who is make this. Then Krishna immediately creates from his internal potency all the cowherd boys, exactly looking how they were looking before, the calves, including the flutes, how they were looking, their dress, everything. And then end of the day, Krishna has gone. So Krishna himself expand himself to many different forms of the friends and the calves. So there is some of the authors of Bhagavatam. Sridhar Swami says that why Krishna has expanded himself, because the gopis, the cowherd women, they were always thinking that one day maybe, you know, Krishna can be our son. So they wanted to feed Krishna their own milk. Although the gopis, you know, gopis are desiring, maybe Krishna will come, take butter from my house, steal butter from my house, that way I will be able to see. So the gopis, they would desire, and they will keep the butter very close place where Krishna can, you know, reach. And Krishna will go and he will steal the butter, and then the gopis, they will come to Mother Yashoda and complain, look what he has done. Although they were desiring to do that, but same time they were coming to see again Krishna. They were not coming to complain, they were coming to again see Krishna, and they were complaining. And they knew that Krishna knows that how to get out of, you know, any kind of problem. So they were going, complaining to Mother Yashoda, and Krishna was saying, Mother Yashoda, please don't listen to them. They are just coming to see me, that's all. There is no other motive here. I haven't done anything. They just come here to complain about me, to just on the name of complaint, they come to see me. That's all. So please don't listen to them. So Mother Yashoda would look at the gopis, look at Krishna, and then she will think that, okay, that's it. And she will realize also, okay, they are coming to see Krishna. Although Krishna was stealing, but same time, the gopis, they were desiring. And here, they were desiring that Krishna, one day maybe he will be our son. Even for one day, for one moment, it was their desire. And the devotee's desire always fulfilled by the personality of Godhead. And Krishna has many plans when he, you know, performed this first time. It's not only to teach Brahma that he is the master. Especially in this verse, the word ka means it refers to Brahma. Brahma's one name is ka. There is a wonderful name of Lord Krishna is Kesava, who kills the Kesi demon. Also, this meaning, ka means Brahma and sa means Shiva, who is, and va means controlling. The person who is controlling these two personality is called Kesava. So he controls Lord Brahma, he controls Lord Shiva, so that's why his name is Kesava. So this is a very nice name of Brahma. So especially here, Sukadeva Goswami, he used that name because the person who is being controlled by Krishna, he was trying to do his mystic effect, but Krishna was mystified him. So that's why the name, specially Brahma's name Kaha, he specially used here in this sloka. So Krishna has entered to the homes of the cowherd man. Also he has entered as a calf to their barn. So it was a new arrangement. The day Krishna has entered as a cowherd boy, the boys. He is not anymore one Krishna, it is now, you know, expanded himself. And the love from the mothers was amazing. They were 5 years old. Generally, kids, they, you know, maybe up to 2 years, 3 years, they take the breast milk. But that time, that day, the women of the Braja, they have so much love. By the love, the milk in their breast has filled and milk was pouring. And all the cowherd boys, they were taking milk from the mother. So this is the activities of Krishna. Krishna is giving the pleasure to his devotees by expanding himself. So there is many plans Krishna has made in this pastime. Then again, the cows, they are also very much attracted to the calves. Their milk was pouring also from their, you know, nipples, and they were sucking the milk and they were enjoying. And the milk, it was explained that it was more sweeter than the nectar, more, you know, tastier than the nectar even. So that was the activities of Krishna. He is creating himself. So here, Prabhupada says that, you know, Brahma was almost like dead by seeing Krishna's activity. When he saw Krishna expand himself all over the places, he is seeing Krishna as a dark cloud just newly arrived, and each of the cowherd boys, they form like Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna, and he just can't believe what he's seeing. He can't believe. He just opened his eyes and wondering what's happening here. And then he's externalizing his consciousness, understanding that, wow, what a great thing is happening here. But same time, he's feeling quite guilty that he was testing the personality of Godhead, and he was really worried. He was like a dead man. Srila Prabhupada says that, you know, a dead man is like, after we die, he's considering the dead man, then again we have to get a life. So that's why, you know, we generally don't die, Srila Prabhupada says. And there is a famous prayer by Shankaracharya. After making all the Shankara Bhasya he made, then finally he realized that these are all the Vedanta, all Vedas, they are all, you know, for understanding the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Finally he wrote a wonderful prayer, bhaja govindam, govindam bhaja mudhamate, samprapte sannihita kale, nahi nahi rakshasi dukriya karanam. O foolish mind, please chant the holy name of Krishna, please chant the holy name of Krishna, please chant the holy name of Krishna. Three times he is saying. And then what will be happen if you don't chant? Without this, you can't go beyond this ocean of samsara. This samsara is a place, it will be always painful and suffering. And then his other slokas is saying, punarapi janamam, punarapi maranam, punarapi janami, janani jatare sayanam. Iha sansare bahudustare kripaya pare pahe murare. Without the mercy of the murari, you will be just taking birth after birth, birth after birth, up to the, how many lives? 8.4 million, isn't it? There is in Padma Purana a sloka. 8.4 million species, and it can be any birth for a human being or animals. Padma Purana says, Jalaja Navalakshani Stavara Binsalakshate Krumeno Rudra Sankhyaka. So, Jalaja Navalakshani. Navalakshani means 900,000 of species, those who live in water. 900,000. Jalaja Navalakshani Stavara Binsalakshate. Stavara means the non-movable entities. There is so many non-movable entities, like the tree, creepers, mountains, hills. Stavara binsalakshate, 2 million type of stavara. So, in this way, stavara binsalakshate, krumen or rudra sankhyaka, and krumen, the species, those are reptiles, insects, many different kind of species, those are in that category. There are 1.1 million. Krimena Rudra Sankhyaka. Rudra means how many Rudras? There is 11 Rudras. According to Shastra, there is 11 Rudras. So Rudra Sankhyaka. Sankhyaka means the number. Sankhya means number. So 11 lakh. Rudra Sankhyaka means 11 lakh means 1.1 million according to our Western calculation. In India, they call Lakhya. Lakhya means it is 100,000. So, in this way, then here it is saying, Trinsa Lakshani Pasava and Chatu Lakshani Manava. And 30 lakh means 3 million type of different animals, four-legged and different type of animals. And 400,000 of human species. I was hearing once a wonderful sannyasi giving class. He was saying that, you know, human beings same, they look same, two-legged, two-armed. Why they are, you know, 400,000? He was asking question. Then he answered, he said that this is the consciousness of the human being. There's many different consciousness in the human beings we can find. So he was explaining that, you know, how the consciousness changes from one person to another person. And that's why they are very different. So, there are 8.4 million species, and depending on our, Prabhupada says, depending on our association, prakriti, swabhava, we'll get different kind of body. Again, coming back to the pastime. Krishna, when he realized that Brahma is doing this activity, it is Brahma's activities, he immediately, without any further discussion with Brahma, he created all his forms. He expanded himself to all the cowherd boys and the calves. I was thinking to give a little bit, you know, story. It was a bargain Brahma made, which was really, really hard for, it became so hard for him. He was getting really bewildered here. So, I remember a story that when you go to Krishna, don't ask things, those are not good for you. Ask only, those are good for your devotional life. There was two Brahmins, they were living in a village in India. So the Brahmins, they were very much into money. So they were going to Krishna every day and they were praying, Krishna, please give me next birth, you give me, one Brahmin was saying, give me so much money that every day it should come to me, I should not never ever, you know, need to give anyone. So it should come, always it should come to me. And another Brahmin was saying, Krishna, my dear Lord, you give me money, every day you can give me money, that I can give as much as I can, still it won't be, you know, empty in my treasury. So the both people, they died eventually, and they got the new life. And what happened? The man who was desiring to have so much money and he will give to everyone, still it will not be empty in his treasury. Jai Sri Sri Radha Gokulananda Sitaram Lachman Hanuman Gaur Nitai Ki Jai. So the man who was desiring to be a rich man and same time he wanted to just give the charity as much as possible, and still it should not be empty in his treasury. So he got that. Every day he was donating so much Lakshmi and still he was a rich man. And the next one who was desiring that, I should get money but I don't have to give anything. So what he become? He become a beggar. He was desiring only money. So he was getting money every day. He was on the street, sitting on the street, asking people money, and he was getting money. What happened? He was asking that, you know, he needs money, so he was getting money. He doesn't have to give money to anyone. Beggar never gives to anyone because they are begging, so they don't have to give anyone. So, when we go to Krishna, ask the right thing, not desire the wrong thing. So here Brahma, he was desiring to play with Krishna, and that's what happens. The person, even he knows so many things, sometimes bewildered by Krishna, when we desire certain things. In the 12th canto, 3rd chapter, the one verse, Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudro Maruta Stunyanti Dibhyastave Veda Sangha Prada Kramanisade Gayanti Yashamaga Dhyanam Avastita Tadgatena Manasa Pasyantina Yogina Yashyantana Vidu Surasuragana Devaya Tasme Namaha. So here the master of the universe, how he is being worshipped? Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudro Maruta Stunvanti Dibhyastave. Brahma, unto whom the personality like Brahma, Rudro, Maruta, Maruta means the personified of air, Maruta. Yam Brahma Varunendra and Indra, all they are praying with the wonderful prayers. Yam Brahma Varunendra Rudro Maruta Stunvanti Dibhyastave. And they pray in wonderful prayers, with wonderful prayers, wonderful verses. Veda Sangha Padakrama Nisadai Gayanti Ya Samaga. And in the Sam Ved, all the Vedas, not only Sam Ved, all the Vedas, which is glorifying the personality of Godhead. And what else on the top? Dhyanam avastita tadgatena manasa pasyantina yogina. The yogis, the great saintly persons, they are meditating the lotus feet of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Yashyantana vidu surasuragana devaya tasmai namaha. I pay my respectful obeisances to the Supreme Personality of Godhead, who is being worshipped by all of them. So this is the essence of a servant, should supposed to be praying. Again, another pastime of the Lord. It can be bewildered to anyone. When Narad Muni, he heard that, you know, in Dwarka, Lord Krishna got married to 16,108 women. So he was really curious to see. Narada was not making any question. I mean, he was not questioning the ability of Krishna, that he can't do or he can do. But he just wanted to see how Krishna is able to do this. He wanted to see. So he enters to Dwarka. Just to let you know, Narada was cursed by Daksha that he can't stay more than a moment any places. But here, Dwarka is a place, it was totally protected by the mighty arm of Krishna. So that's why Narada can stay months and months in Dwarka. So he won't have, that Daksha's curse was not affected in Dwarka. So he came to see the activities of Krishna. And once he was seeing the activity, he entered, he met with Krishna in one palace where Rukmini was serving Krishna. So there were 16,108 palaces Krishna has created. 16,100 Krishnas also, he expanded himself in Dwarka Lila. And he was being worshipped by all his wives. So that is the differences. So Narada entered Rukmini's palace. He saw Rukmini is massaging Krishna's lotus feet. And then at some times he is also fanning, use the fan for, you know, giving some cool air for Krishna. So this is the, then he entered to Satyabhama's palace. So some kind of service is going on. And then so on, he has entered to many different palaces. He got bewildered, but same time he knows that the master of the universe can create anything. So he was not bewildered in same time. The wives of Krishna in Dwarka, when he was leaving for Sudharma Sabha, where his all the ministers and his throne he was going to sit. Then Krishna was going, all the wives, they were all, you know, lamenting that Krishna is leaving them. It's like they are not going, Krishna is not going to come back. That much they are, you know, shedding their tears, they are worried, they're anxious that when Krishna is going to come back. So that much love, that much, the attachment for Krishna. So this is the this is Krishna here. He can expand himself. He is the personality of Godhead. He has the power to do so, this kind of pastimes. So here Brahma got bewildered and getting worried, and now he is really lamenting that why he, you know, even created like this kind of scene. So coming slokas and next chapter, you will see Brahma's prayer, such a wonderful prayer, and he's flattering Krishna. It's quite a lot of humility of Brahma. I think I will stop. Not much I have to share in this class. Any questions or any comments?